Avenue, a reminder that they are illegal. I'm Jade Adams, and in Welcome to the Neighbourhood, I take a peek at the nation's community apps and message boards for some comedy eavesdropping. E-scooters and personal electric vehicles are the future. They are coming, like it or not. Each week, I'll be joined by a celebrity guest, and together, we'll explore the online tittle-tattle to find out about the latest neighbourhood dramas. Good Lord, did you just compare your riding your scooter to the suffrage movement? Welcome to the Neighbourhood, with me, Jade Adams, on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds, starting tomorrow night at 11:15.
And we've comedy right now on Radio 4 as Andrew O'Neill's new series continues. Andrew still can't face up to the fact that they've inadvertently opened a portal to another dimension. 1,000 demons have flooded through and people are kind of getting used to them. Episode 2, The Wolves of Finsbury Park.
Mum, there's an imp in my shoe and it's eaten all my raisins.
Mum, there's an imp in the toilet bowl.
Oh dear, your father will be very unhappy.
Imps getting you down? Why not move to Chichester? Move to Chichester. Move to Chichester. Chichester. Chichester may or may not exist. Moving to Chichester may not solve your imp problem. Terms and conditions apply. Paid for by the Chichester Roundtable.
Across the centuries, the ancient and sprawling city of London has cultivated an army of visionaries who have given witness to a hidden world. Iron Age shamans took the mushrooms that grow on Parliament Hill and hallucinated a skyscraper skyline over the Roman ruins. William Blake drew a hidden, blazing world here, while Hendrick saw clarity in his purple haze within London's swing. From Austin Osman Spare's liminal Lambeth to Steve Moore's moonlit Shooter's Hill, the city is an enchanted womb gestating magicians. In stark contrast to this raft of genius is Andrew O'Neill, a non-binary head-banging bellend who's accidentally opened a gateway to another world just behind their sofa.
Are you drunk yet? I'm not drunk yet.
I opened a portal to hell, and then I forgot.
Oh, you didn't mean to forget. You just forgot to remember.
And now our flat's got a portal to hell.
Hello?
Our flat's got a portal to Hello magazine.
Tonight, we get drunk. Tomorrow, you fix everything and put all the demons back in the Hello.
And you do the big pub reopening, because you're brilliant, and you save the best metal venue.
Community asset orders are the only good thing the British government has ever done.
You're a community asset.
Yes, I am. But I am not protected from property developers.
No, all the property developers need protection from you. You'll turn all their children into metal bars.
More pints!
One more. I have to be a bit sensible because I have to go and find that magic tramp bloke again.
Oh, what was his name?
Phil.
You rang, my lord?
Go! Phil? Oh, that's creepy. Your voice is coming out of that lady.
How are you doing that? Why are you doing that?
Well, this beautiful woman is a goetic demon known as Ose, which translates as mouth. So I persuaded her to project my voice.
Phil can't go indoors ever since he did sex magic with the guys from Coil.
Yeah? Your imbalance once brought my ex-husband.
Which ex-husband?
I lose track.
Come with me, and you will see worlds of pure imagination.
What? Inside the bartender?
No, Andrew, there's no room for you inside the bartender. Because insides and outsides are not in the same dimension.
What?
You need to train. Train like Rocky. Train like a Victorian traveler. You've got to save London. And a bit of Leeds. You've got to put the toothpaste back in the tube.
But the tube's got a giant squid thing in it.
Not that tube. The tube with Polly Yates. No, what?
Do you want to start again?
Yes. Demons being here, bad.
But the goetics are all right, aren't they? Yeah, not so bad.
They're not good or bad, but them being here is destabilizing reality.
Oh no! Well, I'll probably do that thing you said about training then. I'll start tomorrow.
My pub opens tomorrow.
I'll start Sunday. It'll be fine. Everything always works out. Like, Gabriella, remember that time I found a loaf of bread?
I do.
A whole loaf of bread just there on that wall on a day that we needed bread. Trust me, Phil. First thing tomorrow, sorry, Sunday, this gets sorted.
Meanwhile, shots! Have you finished?
And that's how it would sound if I was really hungover.
You know what? That was performance art. You should put that in a gallery. I could probably make that happen. I'd ring Charles Saatchi, but he got a restraining order out against me after I shat in his porch.
Nothing more than he deserved.
Now, are you all set for tonight?
Yes. Pick up the lighting rig from Cali Road on my lunch break. Finish my delivery shift by 5, over to the pub by 6 to set up.
Oh, that'll be tight. First band's on just after 6. You guys will be on at 8.
Ah, oh, my first band gig since the Great Incursion. Distracted Fetus rides again!
I can't wait to hear your songs! And at some point today, do please learn the magic you need to close that big black hole.
Is that a hole? I thought it was more of a sphere.
Depends on how you look at it. Do you want a sausage sandwich?
Oh no.
What?
Something fell out the portal.
What is it?
Frog.
Good day, sir.
Not a sir, but hello. Who are you?
Peregrine Volcano, retinue of bile. I am a combat frog. How about you?
Ow! What are you doing? That's sharp.
Yay! Fight, 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 fight.
Of course it's sharp. I am a master swordsmith. Have it, you.
Ow! Why are you... Is that dry grass?
Have him, Andrew. Pour salt on him.
That slugs, you freak. You don't put salt on frogs. You just have a salty frog.
Salty frog. I know. Set the cat on him.
You've got a...
Cat? A cat that's possessed by Hitler.
Totalitarian cats are tenapenny where I'm from.
I know you're freshly spawned into this world, so I will be nice to you. You probably don't know much about what happens here. So let me ask you, do you know what the French do with frogs?
The French?
The French.
No.
They eat you. But not all of you. Just the legs.
The legs?
Allow me to phone a friend. Ah, bonjour, Pascal, ça va? Oui, j'ai un grenouille dans mon appartement. Aimeriez-vous manger ses jambes?
Manger? Goodbye!
Oh, he's gone right through the window. I thought Pascal was vegan.
He is. Oh, frog's back again.
Forgot my hat.
And he's gone again. I love this little pan.
Good shot. Well, that solved that. See, I don't need to learn magic to sort things out, no matter what that tramp-possessed bartender said.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Your t-shirt's on inside out.
Just got in from a night out, feeling a bit peckish?
Delivery!
Too depressed to cook since London was overtaken by demons?
Delivery!
Hey, that's okay. Deliveray, I owe you. Delivers crap to you.
Deliveray!
Sat there in your pants with no future and just want some greasy, greasy grot inside you?
Deliveroo!
Fatty meats, bad cheese, so many chips. Even our vegan menu is pure filth. We know exactly what you want and we're going to pump you full of it.
Deliveroo!
Deliver A-E-I-O-U. Delivering crap to you. What's wrong with you? You disgust me.
Meanwhile, at Deliver AEIOU's North London Dispatch Office.
And then I turn round and the dog had eaten me Maltesers! Hello? Sorry, love, he's just round the corner. Yeah, be there in 2 minutes. Morax, where the bollocks are you? 241 Shepherd's Bush Road! Just be brave and go in, you toilet! You've got the arse of a scorpion! They're the ones who should be scared.
Hello?
We don't sell food here, love.
I'm Andrew, here for my shift. What happened to Angela?
New broom, darling.
Are you Beryl Reed?
Oh, turn it up. Mike Reed.
So, why do you look like Beryl Reed?
Don't ask me, you slag. Sam Newton's reviving all the old comedians. Me and Beryl seem to have got mixed up. I'll tell you what, my dreams are weird.
Well, I loved you in Earthshock and Dimensions in Time.
So what's all this in aid of then? Comic relief?
Eh?
How come you're dressed like a bird when you're a bloke?
Well, I'm not a bloke. I'm non-binary.
Everything's changed since I died.
So you're dead?
I was. Brown bread, mate.
And you got brought back to life, resurrected by one of the Goetic princes. Oh, wow. What does it feel like to die?
It's very hard to describe. Have you ever had heartburn?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nothing like that. Sorry, I thought I was onto something then, but I wasn't. Death has messed me up. I used to be really good at analogies. I was like... No, nothing. Anyway, what was your name again?
Andrew.
Andrew, you're on infield today.
What? Oh, no. I need Camden. I need to get a lighting rig from Cali Road. I was going to get it between jobs.
Andrew, we have five other
Drivers?
Drivers. Five of them cover Camden. Three of them can fly. One sits at home mind controlling the deliveries. And one's just really fast on a bike. They're my A-team.
But that's the suburbs, the outer zones. They've been dangerous since the incursion.
Yes, the Goetics agree. None of them will go out there. Just thinking about Enfield makes the mind control one go all baleful.
Because it's now a wasteland of screaming souls.
Nah, it's just, you know, Enfield. So, on your bike.
Well, the little hand is over there, and the big hand is creeping about like a sentient pylon. It must be time for the 1 minute magic moment, guiding you through the new reality.
This week we're talking about the horrific outer zones, or as they were known before the Great Incursion, the suburbs. When the host of Goetic entities and their various colleagues flooded into London, the weirder, creepier, more racist ones were naturally drawn outwards to places like High Barnet and Carshalton. The city's fringes already had a dark and liminal magic of their own, the Venn diagram overlap caused by London's sprawl encroaching upon England's shittest counties. When you add in some of the Audubon that came through the portal last year, well then things get a bit Bromley. The endless streets of post-war prefabs are now literally endless, unless you cast the right runes. All fast food chains are spudulikes, and the ring roads weep blood. Most Londoners and demons try to stay within Zone 4 and mutter silent prayers that house prices won't push them out to the most cursed borough, the aptly named Harrow.
And that was the 1 minute magic moment. Lovely.
Sorry, 1 second, sir. Estolas! Can you come and help? Getting a bit busy. Vivos! Try and get this queue down, huh? Sorry, sir. Okay. That's your IPA. That's your cider and wasabi peas, was it?
Yes, please.
Okay, careful. They're very hot. Possibly too hot. So mind your hooves.
I fear no spice. My entire head is on fire.
Good, aren't they?
My eyes are bleeding.
She did warn you.
I can remember all of humanity's pain.
Pretty special, huh? That's £12 exactly.
Oh, these are amazing. There you go. 10 and 2. Sorry about the eye blood.
You're not taking the bloody money, are you?
Of course I'm taking the bloody money. I need to put it in the bloody till.
No, money with blood on it. That's bad luck, that is. Attracts wolves.
Are there a lot of wolves in the Goetic realm?
Loads.
Well, don't worry your wise old head. There aren't any in London.
Are you kidding? Davina McCall got caught with an Uber full of them last Tuesday. She was trying to rewild Finsbury Park.
Sounds like Davina. Oh, right, I need to call Andrew and see where they've got to with the lighting rig.
Hey, here she is, look. Extreme noise terror.
Hello, Pad.
Here she is, Slipknot.
Okay,
Here she is, Shakespeare's sister.
Are you here for anything specific, or are you just going to compare me to things I don't resemble?
I've come for the gig. I love a bit of metal, me. Here, check this out.
Oh, yeah, you've painted the Limp Bizkit logo on the back of your North Face coat.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I'd definitely say that they're my favourite metal band. Chocolate, Starfish, Mad. Never tried one. Loved it, though.
So you're not here to chuck us out of the flat because we, well, you know, accidentally opened the magical doorway in the front room?
No, not at all. In fact, I took it off the market.
Yeah, that doesn't sound right because it doesn't involve you making money.
My dear Spanish friend.
A Spanish yes, friend no.
No, I'm definitely making money out of this. I've got an interdimensional portal sat in one of my flats. A cult ground zero. I mean, everyone's going to want a piece of that. I'm talking movie rights, NFTs, a most haunted special. And then we open it up to the tech billionaires. Portal Lane, baby, it'll be like Jurassic Park.
You haven't seen Jurassic Park, have you?
No. But I'm giving you the opportunity of a lifetime.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, we are launching it right here on your opening night. I'm going to make you and Andrew famous. I'm going to tell the world that you were the ones what did it.
Sorry, that was a bit loud.
Edgware. I hate Edgware.
Go back! Go back!
Yes! Get on the tube and go back to Red Cross.
Talking skull-faced clouds.
We're lost souls.
Yes, very lost.
Oh, okay. Well, look. This is Google Maps. Oh, it's not working. Anyway, you're in Edgware.
Oh, yes. I suppose it's more lost in the metaphysical sense.
Yes, metaphysical.
I'm looking for 27 Hale Drive. You don't know where that is, do you?
No, we are lost.
Why dost thou look for Hale Drive?
Oh, dost thou? You went a bit fancy there. Deliver him. I'm a deliverer. Driver.
Ooh, you bring us sushi.
I've got a pizza.
You bring the pizza to us?
And then sushi.
None of this is for you.
Then I'm afraid we must do this.
Ah! Jesus! That was a bit much.
A bit more.
I just want to know where 27 Hale Drive is, please.
Oh, they said please. The magic word.
Yes, that's right, Sue. The magic word. We must tell them.
Sue?
Yes, just tell them.
Right, brilliant. Thank you, Sue.
But careful, my pretty. Careful when you get there. Your soul is not torn apart!
Come, Sue. Let us hover over there.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, everyone, for coming down today. It's been a lot of hard work.
One, two, two.
Pad! What are you doing?
It's okay, I'm just bringing a better PA.
Well, I'm doing my speech.
Oh, right. Well, why don't you come use this one?
Puto, why don't you... And then put them all back in their little velvet boxes!
Pad Menage, Ramaswamy, Laura Begbent, BBC News. We hear about the one that did it.
Vicky Littleman, Sky News. How does it feel to cause such chaos?
Yeah, if you could just hang on, we're just waiting for them to get here.
Pad, no. What have you done?
I called all the news channels, didn't I?
Excuse me, Henry Cardboard Box, Al Jazeera. Are you the ones what did it?
You're screwing up my launch party!
Okay. 27 Hale Drive. I'm shocked I made it here alive. My favourite Anderson is Clive.
Yes, hello.
Deliver AIOU, delivering crap to you, Mr. Rat Faced Man.
Man Faced Rat? Is that my pizza?
Yeah.
Will you wee on it for me?
Whoa. No, no.
Yes.
No. Why?
I'm not trying to curse you.
You're trying to curse me?
No, I'm not trying to curse you. I'll go on wee on it. I'll give you 50p.
Look, I've got to get on, mate. That's £20, please.
But money would cheapen this. we can give you something else.
No, I haven't got time for that, I'm afraid.
Oh, no, gross. No, we can give you this.
What is that? That's beautiful.
It is the moon.
A bit small for the moon.
It is the moon.
All right, but if that's the moon, what's that in the sky?
This is the idea of the moon.
Oh, it's got a charging socket.
You like it, don't you?
I do. I sort of love it. Do you know what? It could be a lighting rig. Actually, it's better than a lighting rig.
Hurrah!
Yay!
A woman-faced rat, tell the younglings that tonight we feast on your soul.
Oh, what?
I totally lied. What? We're definitely going to curse you with a pizza and then eat you.
Oh, I hate this job.
Here's a little pixie with her little pixie bag.
Phil!
They should be learning magic, but I'm trying not to nag.
What are you doing here?
In the outer zone with their little pixie bike. Phil. If I had to choose my favorite fish, I think it would be salmon. Or maybe pike. A little clownfish.
Phil, I'm delivering food.
No, you're not! Goodbye, pizza!
Oh,
you bastard, that was our dinner!
Wow, pizza really flies, eh? Wow, that was really
something. I'm so sorry. What are you doing here?
What are we going to feast on now?
One sec. Hello, International Olympic Committee, please. Yes, I'll hold.
Phil, that just cost me 20 quid.
Shh, I'm on hold! Yeah, well, that man-faced rat was just about to curse you.
No, he wasn't. I mean, I didn't even wee on it.
I was, actually.
Oh. Hello? Yep, okay, right, yep. Well, when would they be back? Yeah, I got a really good idea for an Olympic sport. Have you ever thrown a pizza?
My pizza, you asshole.
Hello? Now they hung up, bastards.
Phil, I'm working. I'm trying to deliver food for money like, you know, normal people have to do.
I mean, I've only got half a Twix now.
Andrew, you just nearly got eaten. Can't you see how the world's turning on you?
No, it's just the outer zone being outer zony.
No, it's you. You're fizzing with the I did a big thing energy. That makes you a target. You've got to train. You've got to close the portal.
I'm already great at magic.
No, you're not.
Well, I open the portal.
No.
I've been doing magic for 10 years.
You haven't. You'd be knobbing around with a wand. If magic was Beethoven, you'd have been playing chopsticks. If magic was 2001 Space Odyssey, you'd be Gremlins 2 The New Bag.
All right, fine.
Wait, I'm not remotely done. If magic was Felicity Kendall, you'd be Bella Emberg. If magic was the Eiffel Tower, you'd be the Leicester Forest East Service Station.
Yeah, right.
If magic was only Fools and Horses, you'd be the only Fools and Horses Christmas special.
Phil, I need to go anyway. I finished my shift. I've got to be back in Camden by 6.
Chaos is stalking you, little orphan Annie.
Yeah, well, Richard Dawkins is stalking you. He doesn't even believe in you.
What?
Richard Dawkins.
What?
Atheist man. Richard Dawkins.
Yes, indeed. That was
Necrotic Future.
Necrotic Future with their song.
Necrotic Future.
Necrotic Future. Not quite Limp Bizkit, but then few bands are.
Oh, I'm not late, am I? Oh, good crowd.
Not a crowd. Reporters, this is bad.
Don't worry about the lighting rig. Look, I've got this moon thing. Right, let's do this!
Moon? No, wait, Andrew!
Aha! Well, here they are, finally. Tonight is my pleasure to introduce to you...
Distracted Fetus! Yeah! Camden! Who's ready for a blackened thrash assault? Hello? Can I interest anyone in a blackened thrash assault?
Laura Begman, BBC News. Are you the one that did it?
Oh, BBC? Well, that's pretty big. I'm the one that's gonna do it, as in...
Blister your face off with thrash!
Andrew! Did you open the portal?
What?
Andrew, are you responsible for all the demons in London?
Andrew, how do I reboot the driver for a Canon PixMar TR-860 printer?
Oh, use the CD that came with it.
I know you're going to answer the other questions.
Yeah. So, about that... Did anyone else just hear a wolf?
Yes, that's definitely a wolf. A whole pack of them, in fact.
The bloody moon! It's attracting the wolves! Like moths!
Moths don't attract wolves. Oh, no, I see what you mean. Oh, look, that's Davina.
I told you, didn't I? The wolves are running. This is Laura Bigman for BBC News outside a pub in Camden, where a person who can only be described as a prick seems to have sparked a wolf attack. Ah! Engine at work. I can claim. Ah!
Well... Well, well, well. That was pretty awful, wasn't it?
Yep, Andrew, my pub launch would have been a lot better if it wasn't gate-crashed by wolves.
Still, on the bright side, Pads in hospital for at least a month.
Hooray!
Your pub launch is going to be in every London paper tomorrow.
Only for the wolves.
Oh, and Davina McCall. Star power.
A mango, a mango. They drink it in the Congo. A hippo took an apricot, a guava, and a mango. Oh, wait. Were those adverts racist?
And now the crazy tramp is talking through. I mean, where is he?
I mean, I was always kind of distracted by the hippo, you know?
Oh, God, he's talking through one of the dead wolves.
It's itchy in here. But I had to tell you, this is all happening for a reason. You marked yourself out when you opened the portal. You're an occult ground zero. And things are going to get weirder and nastier for you if you don't pull up your socks and face your fears.
Phil. I'm not going to do your training. And it's not because I'm scared or lazy. Look at me. I cycled all the way to Edgware and back and then did a gig.
Ruined a gig.
Yes, ruined a gig. I barely had any time to support my partner. I was really looking forward to playing my first gig in a year. I'm barely pulling in minimum wage on a 0 hours contract. I'm months behind in rent to my capitalist best mate landlord who wants to reveal my secret to the world. I can't save London because I don't have time. I can't save London because I can barely manage to save myself. So can you please leave us alone.
Well, I guess that's it. There's no persuading you.
There is no persuading them. So, please get out of the dead wolf.
I'm sorry. I tried. Bye then.
Oh, God. Oh, that stinks. Oh, my eyes. Oh, they're watering.
Goodbye.
Oh, that honks.
Finally. He's finally gone.
See? I told you everything will work out. I don't need to learn any more magic. Everything's going to be all right.
Your t-shirt's still inside out.
But if only it was that simple for our ill-fated friends.
Sorry, mate. Pub's closed.
For in another part of the great city, an evil was watching and waiting.
See, Barry, the foolish one what did it has turned their back on their destiny. Our ascendancy is nigh.
You what?
We're going to get to do the next part of our massive plan to get really powerful.
Oh, right, yeah. Brilliant. The massive plan.
Damned Andrew was written by Andrew O'Neill and Tom DeVille. It starred me, Andrew O'Neill, with Sanjeev Kohli, Jem Brister, Phil Nickel, Carly Smallman, Joel Trill, Toby Haydock, Lucy Pearman, Ellie Dobing, and Sammy Abu-Wada. The narrator was Alan Moore, and the music was by Andrew O'Neill. It was produced by Alison Vernon Smith and was a Yada Yada audio production for Radio 4.
Next week, Andrew wins a prize that has to be collected from the Egyptian god of the dead.